Zeba b'kama peragir mishnah dalis. Zeba b'chavita shoyayim v'zeba b'kado shofash. One person is walking along with a jug of wine, and another person is walking along with a jug of honey. Nistaka chavish shofash. The jug of honey cracks, and the shofash is spilling out. The shofash zeb yeno behitos advash l'tocho. The person who is carrying the wine spilled out his wine in order that he can catch the shofash in his jug, as shofash is more valuable than wine. Ein lo el eschor. The person who spilled out his wine can only demand that the person pay him as much as a laborer would receive for doing the shop. He cannot insist that the person pay him the value of his wine that he spilled out, since he did not make any conditions before he went ahead and did this. V'mama. But if before he goes ahead and spills out his wine, he tells the Baal HaDvash, Atzo eshocha, v'atza nosim litmeshali. I will catch your dvash as long as you give me the price of the wine. Chayev lichinlo. The Baal HaDvash has to give him the price of the wine. Shatav nor chamoro v'chamor chaveru. If a river was flooding his donkey and the donkey of his friend, shalo yapa mane b'shachaveru mesayim. His donkey was worth only a mane, 100 zuz, and his friend's donkey is worth 200 zuz. He niach veh shalo v'hito eshel chaveru. He could have saved his own donkey, but he decided to save his friend's donkey instead, since his friend's donkey was worth twice as much as his donkey. Ein lo el eschoro. His friend only has to pay him as much as a laborer would receive for doing this job. He cannot insist that his friend give him the value of his own donkey. Then amar lo. But if before he saves the donkey, he tells his friend, Ani ato eshocha ba'ato nosin li eshali. I will save your donkey as long as you go ahead and give me the value of my donkey. Chayev leaking low, then his friend must give him the 100 zuz that his donkey is worth. Mitzvah Baba Kama Paragid Mishnahei, a goyzel sada mechaveiro unalua masikin. Somebody who steals a field from his friend and bandits take it from the goslin. In makas medinehi. If it is a statewide problem that people are having their fields taken away, omer lo hareisho chalifanecha. The goslin can tell the nigzel, the person who he stole from, here is your field in front of you, I'm giving it back to you, get it back from the bandits if you could. The reason why he could say that is that most likely the bandits would have taken this field even if the goslin had not stolen it, so therefore he can just say, Aresha Chalafanecha. The im machmas ha-goslin, but if the bandits took it because it belonged to the goslin, chayev lahamid lo sara acheret, the goslin would have to give the original owner a different field. As if the goblin had not stolen it, the bandits never would have taken it from the original owner. Shatz fanar, if a river flooded the field after the goblin stole the field, omer lo hareisha chalafanecha, the goblin can tell the original owner, here is your field the way it is, as the river would have flooded it, even if the goblin had not taken it.